Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the who's and do's in the media. Today's topic, a choice outside of a drugstore. This week, the FDA, forced by Democratic refusal to confirm Dr. Eisenbach as its head without a decision one way or another, concluded to approve BioPharmaceuticals' Plan B morning after contraception for non-prescription use by those over 18, but not those under 18. So I posed this question to an internet discussion group. You're walking up to a drugstore when an anxious teenage girl approaches you and nervously explains how things got carried away with her boyfriend last night and offers the expected price of $30 if you could please go in and buy her a dose of Plan B. Because, hey, let's face it, unless 16-year-olds have changed an awful lot since I was one, they are far more likely to do that than brave the intimidating environment of a clinic. Apart from the usual joker replies, most did say that they would go in and buy it, but give the girl a warning to be more responsible, as if the humiliation of begging strangers outside of a drugstore wasn't enough of a lesson. Nobody took what might be considered the strict pro-life approach and to tell her that the egg might already be fertilized inside her and thus, since life had begun, it could not be morally hindered from being born, which mostly confirms that moral certainty often melts when confronted by a frightened reality. What surprised me more was the number of people who were quick to try to come up with some sort of excuse not to get involved. It might be a sting operation. She might have complications. She might get AIDS. What if her parents found out and sued you? There were all sorts of variations on, please, let there be some excuse for me not to get involved. I must confess some sympathy with how often we find ourselves harassed by panhandlers and others pleading for money or action, but it's kind of distressing to think how cold it is making us overall, so eager to have a protective emotional bubble, even when doing something as simple as going in and out of a drugstore. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.